How's everyone doing today?
Good.
Just a little bit of housekeeping before we begin. We ask that you can, if you exit at the end of the presentation, the way you came in. So,
doors.
All right, so thanks everybody for coming. My name is Kevin Schultz. I'm from Firaxis Games, and today we're going to show you a small slice of Sid Meier's Civilization Beyond Earth. This is the new sci-fi entry in the Civilization family of games. It tells the story of how you are going to leave a colony on a new alien world and write the next chapter for humanity. Take note that this is an alpha build, so if you see any issues, any placeholder art, don't worry, those are all things that we're taking care of. So now let's jump in with the fun stuff. We've got our explorer here. He's out alone in the lush alien terrain. There's these glowing canyons tearing through the landscape. There's this gas that's around our explorer. That's the poisonous miasma. If we leave a unit in one of those tiles, he's going to start taking damage to his health. To the north of our unit, we have an alien guarding an alien hive. That alien is the Manticore, who throws deadly balls of miasma with its tail. Our explorer unit isn't really outfitted for combat, and not to mention the aliens will react to your aggression. So if you leave him alone...
It's the batteries.
Yeah.
Sorry. You're going to have to do it with no microphone.
All right. Let's do this.
Do live.
We can hear you.
We can do this.
What?
Alright, so where was I? So, okay, our explorer unit, he's not really outfitted for combat, not to mention the alien life in Beyond Earth reacts to your aggression. So if you leave them alone, they're going to leave you alone. But if we get a little too close to that nest, he's going to come charging after us. So our best course of action at this point is to have our explorer unit go south to this resource pod. Resource pods are like supply drops that are sent from Earth. They make it to this planet before we made planet fall, and offer just a small amount of goodies to help us out in our colonization efforts. So we're going to start heading back to our capital, but we're going to point out some new features along the way. Like that building over there, that's a station. Stations are places you can establish trade routes with. When you establish a trade route, you'll get a type of reward depending on the type of the station. So Fort Miller is a military station, and you're going to get siege units in return. So let's keep heading south. This guy right here making all the noise, that's a siege worm. Siege worms are one of the most powerful aliens in the game. You do not want to attack them unless you've got a pretty decent army on your side. Very near the siege worm is this mysterious set of bones. And throughout the planet, you're going to find different structures like alien ruins and downed satellites, more sets of these bones. And what you can do is have an explorer go in for a closer look. Once your explorer finishes working, he's going to get one of many possible rewards. One of those rewards could be an alien on your side under your control. It's a very satisfying moment in the game. So we made it back to our capital. We can see we're doing pretty good. Our borders are expanding. Our city's thriving. We've got some cool new tile improvements. Farms that are harvesting fruit and food for our people to eat. To the south is a tile, tile improvement. This white building here is a gene vault. It's an early game wonder. It's a tremendous help if you can grab it first. So now that we're here, we've got some quest decisions to make. Quests are a new feature. They help tell the story of your playthrough. Traditionally in Civ games, the narrative is driven by player action. That's still true in Beyond Earth. But these quests are going to provide additional context, as well as some meaningful decisions for the player to make. It's going to make every playthrough a unique one. So we just completed the quest Gifts from Home. We did that when we found that resource pod just a few moments ago. We got a new quest called For Your Eyes Only. We got this one when we built a spy agency. This quest is asking us to send a spy over to the American Reclamation Corporation City of Central. So we're going to do that through the Covert Ops panel. This is assigned a spy to Central, and he's on his way. When our spy finally makes it to Central, he's going to start gathering intrigue. The more intrigue he gathers, the different kinds of operations he'll be able to perform. So these range from simple to complex. A simple operation could have our spy gathering energy and bringing it back to our capital. A more complex operation has our spy installing a device in the city that causes siege worms to converge, cause chaos, destroy tile improvements. It's a lot of fun for everybody else in the game. It's not so fun for Central. So we're back at our capital. Let's talk about affinities. There's three of them. There's purity, harmony, and supremacy. Each affinity represents a different vision for humanity's future, as well as opposing philosophies. Now, affinities are going to be vital in your playthrough. They touch on every system in the game. So as your affinity becomes stronger, your military is going to become more powerful. Your city is going to become more prosperous. It's going to help you figure out what resources to go after and what techs to prioritize. There's even victory conditions attached to every affinity. You don't have to go for that victory condition, but that's an option for you to do. So now, you can tell from the city, the architecture, the dark colors, the gold highlights, that'll tell any Beyonders player what affinity we've taken on. And I'll tell you, we've taken on Supremacy as our affinity. Supremacy factions want to change humanity into something a little more robotic and something that can live on any planet independent of the conditions of that planet. So we've learned from the mistakes of the past. The backstory of Beyond Earth, Earth went bad, went through a dark period, generations of people were wiped out. We want to learn from that. So we're changing people to do something more robotic, we're going to use cybernetics and augmentation. We want to make it so if this planet goes bad, we can take off, go to the next one, in order that's there. So in a moment, we're going to talk to the other leaders and we've adopted the other affinities. But before we do that, let's go into how you can develop your own affinity. There are multiple ways to do that. You can get points through resource pods, points in alien ruins, but the main and most reliable way is through the tech web. And that's what you're looking at right now. The tech web represents many things in Beyond Earth. One of those things is the future of technology, the unknown future of technology. So what we've done is we've popped you right in the middle and surrounded you with techs that should be familiar. Some of them exist today, just in small, subtle forms. Every tech is represented in the same way. There's a primary tech, that's the big icon, and underneath that are leaf techs. I mean, it's in those leaf techs that you're going to find an association to an affinity. So our goal right now is to find the tech that's going to deepen our devotion to supremacy. We're going to go with tactical robotics. All right, now that we've got that out of the way, let's talk to some of the other leaders who have adopted the other affinities. Let's go with Suzanne Fielding.
Hola, how can I help you?
So from the flowing robes that Suzanne's wearing, the gold laurels around her neck, we can see that she's adopted purity as her affinity. The purity factions want to change this new alien world into a new Earth. They want to maintain the cultural legacy and the history of Earth that we know today. We've got a spy in Suzanne's city. We're not really concerned about her. She's not our biggest threat. So we're going to say goodbye to Suzanne and talk to Samatar Jalabare. So the green pigment on the side of his head and some of the ports on his body will tell you that he's adopted Harmony as his affinity. Harmony factions want to change humanity into something that resembles a native species of the planet. They want to really tie themselves down to this one world. And as a supremacy faction, we find this a little short-sighted. What happens when this planet goes bad? In our opinion, Bari could be leading his people down a path to ruin. So that's red flag number one for Bari. He's causing some trouble for us on another continent to the east of this one. I'm going to paint a little picture for you all here. We were exploring this planet looking for new continents to colonize. We came across this one. We saw it has a resource called Firaxite. Firaxite is a resource that any affinity can make use of, but has a special tie to supremacy. It allows us to make some of our very powerful, unique units and buildings. And this continent had a lot of it. So we moved in, put a city down, started marching towards it. Bari came in and snatched it right from underneath us. We tried to trade with them. He doesn't want anything to do with us. So we set up a little army here to take it all back. And they're going to do the job pretty well, but what's really important is this tactical satellite we have in orbit. So right now, you're looking at the orbital layer. The blue grid underneath is the satellite's footprint. Any of our units that are in this footprint are going to receive bonuses to their health regeneration and their combat effectiveness. There are a ton of satellites in the game. They're not all military-focused, but some will grab up miasma from an area, some will drop it down. There are tons of satellites that will help out in various areas of resource gathering. There are even more powerful military satellites, but this one's pretty good. It's relevant to our situation, so we're going to go ahead and start this attack.
Must you bring always to a new home?
Yeah.
Thanks, everybody.